Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there's a toy, and this to me, the question is how it even gets to market in the first place. Not so much that Walmart and Target were responsible by pulling it off the shelves, which I do think, I mean, to me it seems like a no-brainer. But there was a game, a toy out there called Cut the Wire. And basically, you had to, these kids had to defuse a bomb.
Okay.
Why would you make a game where a kid's out of the, like, with bombs? It seems to me like you do it, and it's almost like the game Operation, you know, where it takes a very steady hand, and if you hit up against it, you know, you got that little buzz or whatever, the little corpse's nose blew up red.
Did that ever stress you out? That game stressed me out so bad.
No, you know what game stressed me out? Perfection.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Perfection, because you had to do it in a certain time, right?
Yeah, you had a minute. Yeah, and you heard every tick. God damn it.
And then you knew you could do it if you weren't on a timer. You could easily put those shapes and all of those things.
And
but that timer just screwed it all up.
You could hear, because it sounded like this, but as it got down to the waning seconds, the pitch kind of changed on it. You knew, you can feel it coming to an end. And when everything just got shot out of there because you didn't finish, it still scared the piss out of you.
It did, even though you knew it was about to...
Right.
Why? God damn it.
You lose, give me it, my turn.
Great.
So anyway, this game is called Cut the Wire, and it asks players to defuse a fake bomb before the timer runs out.
Now, but you're defusing it. You're not making a bomb, right? You're just defusing it.
Should a player cut the wrong wire with the toy wire cutter included in the game,
the living room explodes.
The bomb sounds an alarm and lights up and vibrates to create an explosion simulation.
That's stressful.
Now, this is for ages 6 and up. Why would we possibly, in this day and age, create a game based around a bomb exploding for 6-year-olds? Now, if you want to make it for teenagers and make it really explode, I'm in. But for them to do it for 6, to create, I don't even know how it gets to market.
Was it any different than playing with toy guns?
You know, here's the thing. I think guns are way more mass appeal.
Doesn't make it right.
You can go hunting with your father. You learn how to shoot a rifle, or you learn how to shoot a handgun and target shoot, whatever it is. You know, guns, I understand what you're saying, but there are no legal bombs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think a 6-year-old needs to know about bombs.
But does a 6-year-old fully comprehend? I mean... you know what I mean? Do they fully understand what a bomb is and the damage it can do and all the bad things that have happened in society because of bombs?
You want to scare the piss out of them? Make a 6-year-old watch Patriots Day. And all those kids just running, people just running a marathon or watching one and blowing up because of bombs.
I'm not saying it's right by any means. I'm just saying I don't know that, you're right. I don't know how we're even talking about it, how there's even a toy, you know what I mean, that even got to where it did. Right. But at the same time, I don't know that a kid fully comprehends. Like, it's, you know, explosions and stuff aren't real.
But you know what? You're right. The kid doesn't fully comprehend. But the adults that are creating and building and marketing, they understand.
That's true.
And they're marketing. You know, guns, I know what you're saying. But your point makes sense. I get it.
Yeah, but even though obviously guns are more mainstream, it's still not great that we can expose kids to
guns and bombs,
and they're playing video games like Fortnite, and you know, not that I'm against any of this stuff,
but at least those are for teenagers and up. You know, there's usually 13.
But there are
plus.
A lot of kindergartners playing Fortnite.
Well, that's because their parents suck,
right?
But what about if we're going to talk about toy guns? You know, what about a first grader or whatever playing, you know, cops and robbers or whatever, and they pretend they're shooting, even if you use your finger, you know what I mean? And you fake shoot your friend. I mean, they're not killing people. They don't get it.
I understand that. This is a, it's in that email I sent you. Take a look at it. This thing is getting kids excited about defusing bombs. Hey, listen, again, maybe this is another one of my get off my lawn moments, but this just seems to me common sense. Like, you know what? You're a toy creator. You have ideas. Stay away from bombs.
Cut the wire. It's a little weird.
You see the picture?
Yeah, I just saw it right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Cut the wire, like, dot, 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 before it's too late.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, before,
the pressure.
Before your whole family dies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it says the toy bomb is shaped like sticks of dynamite, and the packaging is covered in flames to signify an explosion that has already taken place.
It is.
Walmart spokeswoman told the New York Times that the retailer had stopped selling the game and had no plans to reorder it, adding that the company appreciated, quote, the concerns that have been raised regarding this item. Target spokesperson told the Times that it had removed Cut the Wire from its shelves last fall. The game is still on sale on Amazon, but they were told that those products are sold by third-party sellers. So they can hide. That's the thing about Amazon. They can hide from everything. It's not us. We're not selling them.
But you got his toy on Amazon right now, son.
Okay. Yeah.
Cut the wire. Also, we got a new game. Stab that bitch. Banned from other stores, not Amazon, son.
If I wanted to get, my son's 11. Is he old enough for stab that bitch?
No age limit, son.
No age limit?
Whatever you want.
All right. So
if you're the parent, you say yes, it's on you.
So we just hand the two-year-old a kitchen knife?
That's right. Stab him.
All right. All right. Is there a
We got Shank a Skank, too.
Is Shank a Skank?
All your favorite kid games, sons.
What would
Whatever you need.
What would you rather play yourself? Stab a bitch or Shank a Skank?
Shank a Skank's fun.
Is it?
I would go with that one.
Yeah, okay.
Start with that. See where it goes.
It's very...
Shank a Skank ain't right, dude.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're right. That's right. We're good now, son.
Oh, God.
Get it now.
Is Shank and Skank something you play in the house, or do you have to go to the spot?
Wherever you want.
Got it.
You want to go to the spot?
Mm.
You want to go to your living room?
Right.
We got it on lockdown.
Oh, God. Maybe I'll play it at my mother-in-law's house. I do love to shank a skank.
Of course.
That's the beauty, JP.
Thanks for making me laugh today, Flex. I appreciate it.
That's the beauty. We can market whatever we want to market.
Because it's the United States of America.
Well, USA, son. USA.
Right, but there should be some responsibility, don't you think?
There's no the responsibility relies on the consumer. Like, we were kind of talking about yesterday with Bad Baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're upset about that, but that's okay. But the real problem is the consumers. They're consuming that stuff.
Got it. So they wouldn't be making it if
they
the
wouldn't
consumers
be making it if the consumers didn't want that.
Yeah.
That's why we're selling it, son. Shank a Skank.
Mike on line one. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? What up, Flex? What up, kid?
What's up, son?
What you doing, man?
Yo, you know what I'm doing? I'm skanking and shanking and shanking and skanking.
Hey,
that's how we do it.
What do you think about Monica's hairy pits, Flex?
Yo, that's nasty, son.
Oh.
Talk about skank. God, man. I tell you what, man. Keep me far away from that mess.
Oh, man. Flex, you're
I'm not
awesome,
even talking
dude.
To her till February.
What about the bush? You want her to shave it or leave it bald?
Yo, son, I ain't even talking to her. You talk to her. You figure it out.
Let it grow, Monica. Let it go.
I'm good for now.
Thanks, Mike. Ken on line four. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, I just wanted to say that bomb thing, that toy, wasn't even brought to attention till after a Pinellas County sheriff thought it'd be funny to put one in one of the detectives' office, and they shut the whole building down.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously.
So he put this specific toy somewhere?
Yeah, he thought it'd be funny.
Oh, my God.
And, well, needless to say, he no longer has a job. But
they fired
it wasn't until after that they took it off the shelves.
That's funny.
I mean,
that is funny.
It's a
you
toy,
remember
though.
back in the day when we were kids and they had the toy grenades that would use bottle caps or caps for like shooting the guns.
But you know what?
Those they were got, so good. They smelled so good.
They go those caps.
Oh, the best smell.
Yeah, I love that smell too. That and you remember the little snakes? They were like the little black pellets, and you put a match on it, and I like that smell too.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
I forgot about that. We had little mini fake pistols, and we put caps in them, and we would pull the trigger, and it would make a sound and smell like a little.
Right. But then, like you always say, times change, and you have to rethink the way you do things. You know what I'm saying? So maybe toy bombs is not really the way to go. I'm just throwing it out there. You know? I'm far be it for me to stop somebody from making a buck. But at some point, I think the adults need to have a little bit of responsibility, no?
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing is how this even become a thing.
That's my thing. I like Walmart and Target reacted probably correctly. But somewhere else, it wasn't an 8-year-old that had an idea for a toy bomb.
This guy Chuck on Chuck Ween on Twitter just did a screenshot. It's $81.85 on Amazon right now.
Yeah, because they pulled it off. So the people on Amazon, the third party people, or somebody who had it, is selling it for $81.
And people, why will people buy that for $81? I don't understand. Just because
they can't get it anymore. Maybe they think it'll become some sort of collector's item or something down the line. Brett, you might want to look at the TV screen.
It's creeping up.
It sure is.
A little snow in the forecast for the Northeast, and it keeps increasing. It's like, we're going to get a dusting to an inch, and now it's up to like 3 to 6.
You hate the snow.
First it was going to be rain. Then it was going to be freezing rain. Now the snow turning into rain. Now all of a sudden it's 1 to 3, and 3 to 6 is just staring at us. Hey, John, I'm like, too. What's up, man?
Not bad. How you guys doing today?
All right. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm just going to touch on this real fast, guys. JP, I'm going to say it's sort of a 50-50 thing, man. I'm going to say it's a little bit of you screaming, get off my lawn.
Okay.
But I think that the responsibility with the parents, like you're saying, is definitely inherent in this not becoming a problem. You know what I mean? The business, the company that was marketing that toy, says that they're looking at it, from the approach of children playing hero and defusing the bomb, sort of like that movie, The Hurt Locker, where half the people die.
That's what they're telling you. That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Because it became an issue.
After the fact. Exactly. Right. After the fact. I mean, you know, you get to play, no, we didn't mean anything bad. It was a good sex doll. You know,
I was surprised, John, that in 2018, with all the madness that's going on in the world, that a game designed in defusing toy bombs even saw the light of day. And I don't think that's get off my lawn. I just think there's just common sense. Why even give a kid interest in bombs when they don't have to even know they exist?
I'm really not trying to disagree with you at all. Back to Monica's comment about and Brett's comment about the guns. I basically have an arsenal at the house, and my children, since birth, I've told them, you know, you guys don't get toy guns and things like that. And we talked about if you see a gun at all, don't pick it up, you know, don't play with it, et cetera. And my son just got his first Nerf gun, and he's 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm making sure that he's 100% aware between toy guns and real guns, et cetera. With bombs, I don't think I have sticks of dynamite sitting around the house, so it's a little bit
exactly.
more far-fetched than you might come across that. So.
And that's the thing. You can use a toy gun and use it and teach gun safety.
Right.
You can't teach bomb safety, you know? And thank you for being a responsible parent. Way to hold your...
Nice job.
Good job, my man. That's pretty good.
No, not a problem. Hey, guys, have a great day, and I appreciate it. It's always a good show. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. We do have to take a break. To the people that are on hold, if you would like to hold on, we'll take your calls when we come back. Roger JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Roger's out, taking care of himself. We wish him the best.
That sounds dirty.
Well, they don't actually have a cure for herpes yet, so I think they're going to...
It's been a rough few days for him.
It has been.
What did you guys between say when I was out? You can't make him stop.
Between his gambling addiction and his sexually STDs, he's got a lot on his plate right now. So we just told him, take some time, get yourself together, you know, and when you come back, hopefully you'll be good as new. Just sit all the way over there so we don't get in.
Right. The last thing we need.
I know.
So let's just get this. Let's just add up all the Roger ailments then. He was out with what you called, Roger, the poopies, or JP, you called him the poopies.
Right, that's one.
He did have the poopies.
And so now herpes. And
it's either herpes, some sort of drippy thing.
Okay, drippy.
He's got the poopies, the drippies,
and a gambling problem.
He's got a gambling problem.
Okay.
Well, the gambling problem we've known about, that's just coming to a head now.
Okay.
He finally admitted to it.
Right. So he's getting some help for that, and we wish him the best. We told him not to worry about the job. The job will be here when you get back.
Right.
Because you're going to gamble again, and you're going to need money to feed the addiction.
Correct.
So we'll hold the spot open for you.
He's earned it.
And just hopefully you make... Yeah, he has earned it. He's a vet. Hopefully you learned your lessons from it, and you can move forward. So we wish him the best and hope to see him soon. 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025. We were just talking about that stupid-ass game. Monica, you brought back some memories when you brought up the... we were talking about Operation.
Oh, yeah. That stressed me out, and I forgot all about... What was it?
Perfection.
Perfection.
Perfection that, was... That was...
That was stressful. And do you remember... What was the game... This stressed me out, and this just clearly shows my age. What was the game where you put a bunch of, like, huge-ass toothpicks into the center, and then there were marbles, and then if you pulled one, all the marbles would fall? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was kind of Jenga-ish.
It was. It was kind of like... It was stressful. It stressed me out every time. I kind of didn't want to play.
Was it Kerplunk?
I think it was called Kerplunk. I think so. That one is like just... It. That one was just wrong, too.
Looks like a bong.
Yeah, it did.
Looks like a bong with some toothpicks.
Fit right in my household.
B-O-N-G,
so.
Not B-O-N-B, like you were saying. Bong. It's a bong for kids.
Oh, yeah, that was
sharp toothpicks.
It does look like a bong.
And exactly.
Smoke some weed, play a game.
Toothpicks. Oh, that was stressful, too.
It's so much... You think about stuff... Like lawn darts. Lawn darts originally were metal.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And we put them, well, I didn't, I had nothing to do with it, but we were at my next door neighbor's house and they had an above ground pool. And a lawn dart went through the side of the pool.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody just came floating out. Like you're screwed. Yo,
no, that was for reals. No, they had tried to patch it. It was bad. Like, it went through the side of the pool.
Yeah, you're screwed. It's going to, yeah.
Yeah, just leave it there and hope for the best.
I know, you hope it just floods it.
All right.
My mom would have, shocker, huge parties. There would be parties all the time at our house and booze. It was kegs and just beer everywhere. And they would bust out the lawn darts. Everybody's drinking, throwing lawn darts. Nothing about that seems safe. Like, not one thing about that should have happened.
Nope.
Some scary stuff.
What was the other one? Kabangers? Those two plastic balls with the strings and the stick, and you had to just go up and down with them. Really click, 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 clack.
Oh,
click,
clack.
And Kabangers.
Yeah.
They were I think they were the same thing.
I remember those. Oh, those weren't bad, though. Those weren't stressful, were they? I don't
know. No, they hurt. You talk about kids getting hurt. That was... I'm not talking necessarily about stress. Lawn darts weren't stressful. Only if it went through somebody's femur, then it is.
Okay, not so much a game, but remember as a kid, the little horse that had springs on like four different legs or whatever? And the springs were metal. So, like, we'd get on it and, you know, rock on the horse or whatever, and our leg, and what are you going to do with your feet? And so we'd put our feet up.
Right.
And they
go into the spring.
Pinched in those springs. Oh, man, that would hurt. Bad. Right. That was the worst. And kids.
But what did our parents
designed
do?
For kids.
They didn't sue the company. They called you a moron.
And because I was. Just avoid the spring, stupid. Yeah.
All right. What are you, an idiot?
I know.
You know how many kids play with that goddamn game? You're the one that's going to get your toe stuck in there, you moron. You're not my kid. I knew you were adopted. Jason, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, then they changed it to plastic for all the other morons, so I didn't feel so bad.
Jason on line one. Go ahead, man. Jason, you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
What up? What you got?
Hey, in the early 80s, they had a game called Welfare.
No.
No way.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Look it up. It was called Welfare. Milton Bradley.
What was it? What did it do? What was the game?
You never had it, Monica?
No.
She lived it.
We were on it. Well, yeah, we might have been on Welfare. It wasn't a game.
It was a real game on how much money you could get to get out of Welfare and see who
could
get the longest. Everything, yeah. Look it up.
No.
Oh, my God. He's 100% correct.
Excuse me.
I'm looking at the board as we speak.
Oh, my God. I have to look at this. Welfare in the game.
Can you imagine this thing being out there now? No way.
The Welfare game. And a modest solution. It's and a modest. There's a public assistance like building. This is all wrong. This is not a thing.
Do you land on the spot and get a brick of government cheese?
Hey.
It's like my game Food Stamps.
You're all over the place.
And stomp a hoe. Shake a skank. All those games. Fun for kids, fun for families.
Vintage Welfare board game.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some of these phone calls because I want to revisit the old games because those are fun. So if you can keep them on hold, Monica, that would be fantastic. I cannot believe there was an actual board game called Welfare. That's...
How did that one... Okay, how did the bomb become a toy in 2019? But how did a Welfare board game even happen?
Maybe they sold it as a way to teach people to avoid having to go on Welfare? I don't know.
We don't care what poor people think. That's right. Why. They're not buying the game.
Poor,
it doesn't
exactly.
matter.
The poor ones aren't buying it.
They won't go into our toy store.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll go back to our youth next on 1025 The Bone. Be right back. I love this song. God damn it.
It's a good one.
Rest in peace, Dio. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We were talking about some games and stuff, but we were talking about the... somebody brought up there was a board game called Welfare.
Still
I wonder
funny.
If they put it like right next to Life.
You know, sorry.
Did it go Life, Sorry, Welfare? Life, Welfare, Sorry?
There was a game named Trouble too, wasn't there? So just stick it in there somewhere.
So maybe it should be Life.
Trouble, Sorry, Welfare. Welfare, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life, Trouble, Welfare, Sorry.
Something new for Milton Bradley.
All right. Shoots it. Oh, my God. I just saw the video of me taunting my son playing Shoots and Ladders when he was really little.
Like, describe taunting.
Oh, so great. Screaming.
Like, how old was he and what did you say?
He was probably 3.
Okay. What?
And I was like, playing Shoots and Ladders. I'm like, oh, you landed on a shoe. Go all the way to the bottom. Daddy! I'm like, no, you got to go all the way back to the bottom. Daddy's going to win.
Oh, my God. So, no. Oh, that's okay. You get another chance to climb a ladder.
So. No, okay. Not in my house.
Okay.
Not in my house. Kill or be killed, Monica.
Apparently,
and that's
it's
it.
Free. Okay.
You got the shoots. I got the ladders. I win. Scott, a long one. Go, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for the call.
What's up, man?
The call from. I had two things. First of all, we homeschool my son, and in one of the notebooks or workbooks we had gotten, there was Hangman in it.
Oh,
and
geez.
He's only 7 years old, and I'm thinking, really, like, what better way to teach spelling than through, like, public execution?
I mean, that's awful. Oh, my God.
Oh, stop. We all played Hangman.
No,
we're fine.
You can't do that now. You just can't. Oh, that's
why
awful.
Not?
Because it's, you're, like he just said, public execution and the all of it. It's just hanging a man. A hangman. It's in the title. That's why you can't.
Yeah, what kind of pressure is that? Hey, if you don't spell this right, this guy's going to hang.
I mean, come on.
All right, but you know what, Scott? He's a stick figure. Get over it. You're going to be okay.
That was the worst.
Listen,
starving first.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. A lot of times these homeschool kids turn into weirdos. You have a responsibility.
No.
Do you understand?
I appreciate that. No, I understand that. He's well into different groups that we have here for homeschooling, and we have a big family, so I mean, he's got a lot of friends, so he's not going to be weird.
All right.
I don't think he can really grow like that socially, like in-depth in my household. We're so sarcastic. We're from Massachusetts, so we're, you know, we're wild. And so, yeah, he's really sarcastic.
All right. Then make sure you don't turn him into a pussy either. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're worried about Hangman, you got issues.
No, the other thing was is like how long before Operation comes out with like a plastic surgery or like gender reassignment edition?
That would be great.
That would be.
You know what? If there was someone, I wonder if somebody can do us. Like, I mean, there's got to be some sort of patent on the intellectual property, but if somebody can do like a parody version of that game, that might be interesting.
Oh, thanks for putting on the show and trying to make us laugh throughout the day. Thanks,
right on, Scott. I appreciate it. Remember your responsibilities. Don't mess that kid up. Not that regular schools don't mess the kids up either, but you got to be, if we're all being, these homeschooled kids turn into wackos.
They don't. I mean, they is do. It? It's just,
I don't think I know any.
It's just different. You know what I mean? I have a girlfriend who homeschools her daughter, and they do a whole, it's a whole different thing. They obviously have to go by state, you know, levels or whatever, where they have to learn certain things. But I mean, it's just different is all. It's okay.
There's a woman that's like a friend of my wife's friend. So I've met her like a handful of times. She shouldn't be homeschooling a kid.
Why?
Because she's, no.
Drunk?
Not drunk, just not bright. She doesn't really strike me as the brightest.
Come on, honey, 2 + 2 = 7.
Right.
Right, just do it. It's fine, just do it.
You don't have to draw it. None of that.
Give me an answer.
You know, you would think Common Core would have, them having to learn it the Common Core way, you would think that would have gotten parents away from that whole homeschooling thing, going, I don't know how to do this. I'm not. Ryan on line 5. Go, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Yo. What's up?
Well, I actually had two. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, good. I'm at work. I apologize. No, I actually had two things. I remember this year for Christmas, growing up to the 90s, I wanted to buy my son some of the good games. So I actually bought him Operation. Now I know why my parents hated the damn game. They already threw it away. But secondly, there's actually on the same lines as a welfare game. When I was actually looking for the Operation game, because I didn't know where to find one or buy one. Obviously, Walmart sells them now. But there was a game me and my wife came across called Ghettoopoly.
No.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Not a thing.
Yes, it is.
Ghetto what?
Yeah, it
Ghettoopoly.
Is.
It's like a ghetto version of, yeah. I was surprised they were selling it at Walmart. I always thought that was like kind of like an internet thing where you had, like, it was like just like a standalone company that
well,
did it.
I don't know if they sell that one at Walmart, but that's where we found Operation. It took a little while, 3 different Walmarts, but we eventually found it.
Yeah. They're all different versions. Thanks,
anyway,
man.
Love the
Take
show.
Care, but thanks, buddy. Yeah, it's out there, Monica. Just Google it. It's out there.
You know what I just realized, too? My in-laws gave our son, since he's into hockey, there's a real game called toilet hockey, where you sit on the toilet, and there's like a roll-out hockey mat. And and a little goal
right
and
now.
A little stick. And as you're sitting on the toilet, you're just knocking the hockey puck into
that's
dedication.
Awesome, though.
He's only done it once or twice, but I forgot that we had that.
How long is he in there, but still awesome? That's damn cool.
Toilet hockey. Look it up for your kids today.
There could be toilet anything. Toilet golf is the same type of concept.
Right. You could do that.
Yeah. Toilet soccer, maybe, with your feet.
A little harder, but you can do it.
Toilet golf? Wait, did I ever say that?
Or.
Wait, Jesse on Twitter says, let's not forget about Don't Wake Daddy, the most important game. Is that a game? And he had a picture here, so it looks like it's a legit game. I never.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. My kids suck at Don't Wake Daddy.
Is that the goal?
It's another reason why I hate my house.
Not quite.
Because I sleep downstairs and it's like a herd of elephants are upstairs. It is. It's awful.
What are they doing? But they're old enough
care.
Now where they're not toddlers, where they're out running.
But the head is up there. My son's head is up his ass.
I feel like
that doesn't matter. What?
I feel like you're painting a more grim picture than actually.
Okay, come over.
Because, I mean, if you
come
said...
Come over. Sleep down. Sleep in my office downstairs. Sleep on the bed downstairs. And let me just live life above you.
He's
and
not,
you tell me that I'm just making stuff up.
He's not running. He's not like bouncing balls and running. And you know what I mean?
Oh, no. Why would a 10-year-old do any of that?
He's not doing that inside. He's going outside for that, right?
Yeah, okay.
He's sitting casually, reading
it's
Hardy
January
Boy books.
Yeah. In the Northeast. He's not going outside.
That's true. He can't go outside.
Jesus.
I guess balls have to be bounced inside then.
Exactly. Right on my head. Hey, Greg on line one. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, JP. There's hope. My son, there's a 90% chance that my son's listening, so he knows my voice. He was a hump until he was 17.
Right, then sweet.
Then he grew out of it. But no, the guy called about the operation for gender reassignment. It just popped into my head. They can call it adidectomy.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
What is happening?
And on that note, we're done.
I love this, the surefire sign that this is done.
Right.
And then scene.
Hey, Russell on line four, and we'll take a break. Go ahead, Russell.
Remember Russell, Ouija board?
Yeah, that thing is so dumb.
No, Ouija. Oh, that's right. Ouija was great.
Hey,
oh, please.
And also, is Ghetto Opry next to Shankus King? Would that be located next to Shankus King?
I think so.
It comes in a two-pack,
hey, son. You killed it, dude. I was almost crying with that Shankus King, man. I couldn't help it. That was
Shankus King was good.
Yeah, it was.
Well, right next to Stompa Ho.
Stompa Ho.
Shankus King. Was Shankus King originally... stab a bitch, but then they want to, it was like a little bit more.
They want to soften it a little bit.
So they made it politically correct?
That's right.
So you can't get stab a bitch anymore. No?
It's out of print.
It's out of print.
It's going for $81 on Amazon because it's
that's
not made
right.
anymore.
Right. Oh, oh, God. All right. We are Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 1025 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.